Why does she take the train instead of flying?
She's been afraid to fly since her harrowing incident.
Oh, dear. Did a plane almost crash?
No, she was bumped from first class. She still wakes up screaming.
And we all know people in our lives that are like that. They have to have everything just so, otherwise they can't deal with life, or so it seems. You know, you can call me with any questions. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And if you're dealing with even a plane phobia, or you're afraid to fly, maybe it happened even before 9/11, you can pick up the phone and give me a call. It could be relationship issues. It could be problems with your kids or problems with your aging parents. Maybe you are that parent and you're having difficulty coping with being dependent on your own kids. Those are many of the questions. You can call me with any question that you have in those areas. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. Toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. And let's turn to the phones and welcome Lucretia. Lucretia, you're having questions about your boyfriend?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me what's going on.
He cheated on me before I got pregnant, and I found out about it. He lied about it. And a couple months later, he told me the truth. I had a baby, and now I think that he is still cheating.
What is his commitment to you?
We were supposed to get married, and then he, like, backed out of it. Like, he just made excuses. Like, oh, we need to maintain and establish more financial situations, and I don't understand, you know.
Okay, if you did not have a baby together, what would you choose? Would you choose to continue to try to make it work with him or not?
I probably would.
You would. What do you love about him?
He makes me laugh, and he does things unpredictable sometimes.
Like have an affair?
No.
Okay.
Before that, before I know about all of that.
Yeah, no, you're in a decision-making situation where you have to decide what.
Do I want to stay with him or do I want to leave?
Yeah, and what's your thinking on that?
I'm thinking I want to leave, but I don't, my son is only 3 months, and I don't know if I want to go that route.
Why is that?
Well, if I leave, then I know he's not probably going to be there for his son.
You think he would jump ship? He would abandon his son?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. He's changed.
How has he changed?
Well, he used to be there all the time. Now he's, like, never home. He makes excuses. He comes in late all the time. And he says he has the grandmother house. And one time he gave me a ride home, and his cousin and his cousin's friend, which they are both females, was in the car. As soon as I got out the car, his cousin's friend got into the front seat.
Yeah.
And it was, he said that he was just taking them home.
Okay, so you have enough data to suspect him, you think. He has a history of having cheated on you, which he lied about initially, and then he came clean.
Yeah.
And he cheated with one woman, more than one woman? One woman.
Yeah.
Is she still in the picture, or is she married and off in Tahiti someplace?
No, she, after it, I've never seen her again.
So she seems to be completely out of the picture.
Yeah.
Does he have any hidden life? How old is he?
He's 19.
Oh, 19. Okay, I was going to say, does he have any other, maybe he's been married before, or with
no.
other? So he's young. How old are you?
I'm 19.
You're 19. Oh, you guys are so young. I just feel so badly because it sounds like you had a baby when you were not prepared for it, and you are both in a bind where you're so, if you were just dating, I would say you need more experience with each other before you even think about marrying, let alone having a kid.
Yeah.
And now that that's, you know, he may want his youth. He may want his ability to play the field. And I don't mean that in necessarily a negative sense, but he may not want the commitments that are on him. And as you said, you guys don't have the finances, right? You don't have the ability to raise a child easily.
Yeah. I mean, we're doing it, but it's hard.
Yeah. Okay, so he is contributing. So if you were to leave him, emotionally you might feel on one hand that there's some justice in it. If he's cheating on you, buddy, you're out of here.
Yeah.
know? And on the other hand, in living day to day, you have a really difficult time because it's going to be much harder for you financially, or even with the time he does put in with your son babysitting or helping out, you won't have that if you leave. You think he might jump ship.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you get some counseling for yourself to make the decision?
Yeah, I can.
I would recommend that if you can get a cognitive therapist, that's great because they'll teach you skills. Is that a noise coming from your side?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give you just a few signs of affairs. You've already named some of them. You know, coming in late, you're saying that this other woman gets in the front seat of the car. There are unexplained absences, and he doesn't work for the FBI. You know, if there are unexplained absences, there's no more of what we call emotional intimacy. He's not sharing his day with you. This is what I did today. He's neglecting to tell you parts of his day, like when he was visiting grandma.
Yeah.
In quotes, he looks better. He dresses better. He may put on some cologne or fitness when he doesn't need to be dressing better. He has little or no interest in sex with you, or he fakes it. Guys, it's hard for guys to fake, but they may fake the emotional intimacy while they're fantasizing about Lady X in the background. You can check cell phones to see if there are numbers there. If he has a computer, you can check the history. You can get feedback from other people. You can have a relative say, oh my gosh, I saw him with this girl, woman, in, you know, some at a certain place. He might be telling you he has hobbies with the guys. There are, you know, it's really not a guy. It doesn't sound like you have the ability to hire a detective. I mean, you can go that far. You can be your own detective, but my guess is that you're busy 24/7 with a 3-month-old.
Yeah.
If he has a history of deception, meaning he's done this before, it's much more likely. If he's not willing to communicate with you it's much more likely.
Okay.
And if he's not willing to hear how you're struggling and listen to you, you know, empathizing with you, it's more likely. There is a book. You can go to my website, Lucretia.
Mm-hmm.
It's my website's drkenner.com. There's a book, After the Affair, Healing the Pain and Rebuilding Trust When a Partner Has Been Unfaithful. And that's by Dr. Spring.
All right.
I want to say something else. The first year of having a child, the first 2 years, the divorce rate is the highest, meaning it is very, very hard to weather that. Given that you're 19 years old, both of you, and given that you're not married, meaning there isn't a legal commitment to one another,
mm-hmm.
It is so hard on you. So I would do whatever you could to get some support, not only from willing family members, you can't force babysitting on them, but emotional support from family and friends, and also to get the therapy to help you make the decision, because it's not an easy decision to make. If he is cheating, I think it does need to come out in the open. Maybe he'd be willing to go to counseling. Most cheaters don't want to go to counseling because it's more likely to come out, but maybe to clear the air, that would be healthy for both of you, and then to figure out where to go from here. So thank you so much for your call. I wish we had more time to touch base with this, but thank you so much for your call, and I wish you some happiness, at least with your 3-month-old.
Thank you,
Lucretia.
Bye-bye.
I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist, and even though it doesn't replace therapy, it's not therapy, it's an opportunity for you to call with your questions right now. My number is toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER, and visit my website, drkenner.com.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Think of your love relationship as a garden full of rare and valuable flowers, the most important treasure in your life. Growing a garden isn't possible by just loving it. It has to be cultivated. If you start a garden and then neglect it, the plants will slowly wither and die. Cultivating a garden is an ongoing process requiring continuous thought and action. The same is true of love. If you truly value your partner, how do you show it? Here are 7 ways to help you both feel truly cherished.
cherished. 1, work to understand your partner. 2, encourage your partner to pursue his or her values. 3, communicate constantly. 4, show concern for your partner's welfare. 5, show generosity. 6, make decisions together. And 7, respect your partner's need for private time.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.